I search my area for repeaters, and it seems like this one is the one that has the largest coverage, so I'm going to stick on this one for a while. Let's see how it goes.
What kind of radio you got? I'm on a Midland.
Since I just started, I just bought a cheap Baofeng UV5, and it's a handheld, so this is what I'm working with right now.
Yeah, I'm on a great big old base from the 1970s, and I paid $39 for this one.
That's how you start. I don't want to put too much money into it until I really know that I like it, and we'll buy some better toys.
Yeah, I've been retired for about 20 years, and I'm on a fixed income, so my money is very limited. I have to do what I can with what I got. I had to make my antenna. I couldn't afford a base antenna.
So you have a fixed antenna connected to the midline?
Yeah, just a second. Yeah, I have this is a base, and I have the antenna on top of the garage. I'm out in the garage.
Not bad. You make it work with old equipment. So what? I can hear you clear, and not a problem.
Yeah, my problem is I have to wait till conditions will let me hit the repeater over there in Detroit.
Since I'm new, I mean, is it that you need a clear sky, or what would be the best condition?
Well, there's some kind of inversion thing that goes on where the water is cools the air, and it's cold air right on the lake, and then it's warmer air above it, and that makes the conditions to get across the lake over there.
Got it.
I forgot what they call it, some kind of dusting. My memory ain't that great either. I'm 71 years old, and I'm a retired railroad engineer.
I hope you're enjoying the retirement. We all look forward to that.
Yeah, I tell you what, the hardest thing I ever did was retire. I wasn't ready for it. I had all my bills. I should have had everything paid off. That would have made it a lot easier. But, if you retire, the best thing is to have every single thing paid off.
Agree with you 100%. That makes it much easier and smoother to moving into retirement.
Where do you work, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, like a big part of the Metro Detroit area, I'm in automotive supplies. So we make car parts. I'm also an engineer, but I'm on the mechanical side.